This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. I've got Michael Chin with me here today, who's Senior VP of Marketing of a company called Kick Apps, which provides on-demand social media, online video, and widgets applications that allow marketers and web publishers to grow online audiences. So I heard about this company through Jeremiah Yang of Forrester, and he was really excited about it. And I learned a little bit about it on their website and talked to Michael a bit, but I wanted to share his thoughts with you on their business model and just exactly how it all works, because for marketers, it's really a good company that can actually help you build your online audience. So Michael, with that introduction, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks, Jennifer. Really happy to be here.
So give the listeners a sense of your business model and business strategy and how you kind of put it together for marketers.
So what we do is provide these applications, as you said, on an on-demand basis for any web publisher to really tap into and deploy on their own website, effectively building an online community, a social network, that type of thing within sort of the boundaries of their website. So as a hosted platform, we've developed it as a self-service model, so anyone can come in, create a website, skin it, customize it, and integrate it in a number of different ways into their own website. As far as our business model and how much we charge and the pricing goes, we're as a software as a service. You can use Kick Apps under two models, either as for free under what we call our ad inventory network, where you can use the entire platform, everything that we have to offer, at absolutely no cost. We share ad inventory that's created on the page, on the pages that we host. There are between 6 and 8 ad slots on each page, including in-stream video. Or you can opt to control all of the ad inventory on the pages that you create. So if you have an existing ad sales team and you want to integrate this type of social media inventory into that, you can opt to buy out the page views. Buy out the ad inventory from us, and we do that for a rate for every 1,000 page views that we serve. So effectively a CPM rate.
What do you think works best? And I realize I'm asking you to really generalize for all of the experience you've had over the last 3 years, but if you could do that, that'd be great.
Sure. I think the first step is really understanding what the objectives are of the site, understanding why you want a social media site, why you want social media applications on your site, what social media can do for you, and who your audience is, and understanding how they may or may not want to interact through social media. And the first thing to really understand in all of that, again, is sort of, what's your objective here, and that leads to your measurement of success. So if your objective is, and to use Jeremiah's terms from Forrester, to energize your customer base, to energize your audience, to create sort of an excitement around your brand, things like user-generated content, the ability to embed and embed reactions against various content, so commenting things, having your audience comment on blogs that you write, articles you write, videos you publish, or have them publish their own videos, write their own blogs, get in message boards and sort of discuss topics and things like that, then that's a very different type of experience to something where you're in a listening mode where you're trying to crowdsource ideas from your potential customers or your existing customers or partners. The types of applications there might be what you see, for example, in Dell's IdeaStorm, thumbs up, thumbs down, a lot of heavy ratings and voting on different things and having people submit ideas about what you what products you might want to create, or have them react to certain products, that type of thing.
So what about Facebook? I mean, how do you use Facebook, or what do you sort of believe are the benefits of using Facebook as part of your social media strategy?
Sure. I mean, Facebook, I think, has really changed this space quite significantly. I mean, not just for the obvious reasons, but, you know, the way that I like to think of Facebook is, you know, in many ways, it's like a mall. Or, you know, in many ways, it's like a, you know, general newspaper like USA Today. You go there and, you know, there's a lot going on. And in Facebook's case, it's a social network. It's, you know, a place where you go primarily to, you know, hang out with your friends, keep in touch with them, share sort of social things in your life. But given its audience, it's you know, and the size of its audience, in many ways, it's become sort of home base for a lot of us. Right, it's become a place where we keep in touch with a lot of our friends, you know, around the general interest. Now, if you're, you know, publishing a niche social network like many of our customers do, you know, that becomes a really powerful tool in that you've got a collective mass there that you can tap into. So, you know, the question we hear most around Facebook or MySpace or any of these major social networks is like, okay, if I'm a brand, why don't I just create a Facebook group? Why do I have to have my own existing network or site? Now, a Facebook group is an extremely useful tool. A couple of things there, though. One speaks to the mindset of people when they're on Facebook. Right. Again, it's sort of, you know, just as you would, you might read USA Today for your general news, you might also have a handful of different interests, niche interests that you dive into. You know, you might subscribe, you know, say to, you know, Men's Health magazine, Car and Driver magazine, Popular Mechanics, or something like that. And, you know, just as you would have these different subscriptions to magazines based on different interests, you know, that's where sort of these niche sites come in. Now, as a marketer or a web publisher, having that branded experience is sort of, and the flexibility of the branded experience is where, you know, the opportunity comes in. With Facebook, in many ways, you know, one way to think about it is a gateway back to your site, a billboard as such, an advertising channel. You know, creating a group within Facebook allows you to tap into that audience. But within that, the key is driving that audience to and from your Facebook group to your own social network, where you know, people can really dive really deeply into content, create their own content, and all of that. Now, as a marketer within Facebook, you're also faced with certain limitations. You know, everything's blue and white. You're faced, you know, you're restricted to the way Facebook structures its layout. You're restricted in the way that you can monetize that site. Now, coming out of that, what we see with niche sites is, you know, you want to have sort of that deep, immersed, branded experience. You want to have complete control over, you know, your social media experience, where your audience can come in and feel, you know, again, completely immersed within your brand and that sort of topical experience. So sites like Facebook and MySpace, you know, really act as great gateways back to your site, and in many ways, you know, we've seen some very successful uses and deployments of that. And one of the things there as well is sort of the viral nature of widgets, for example. You know, in our world, we see widgets in a number of ways, but, you know, for us, any content, any media, anything can be, you know, widgetizable, and the value of that is viral distribution. You know, for example, our own widgets, we've enabled this one-click syndication to any social network, you know, your iGoogle site blogs, that type of thing. So that enables your users, your members, your audience to say, oh, that was a really interesting video I just saw. I want to share it with my Facebook friends, my MySpace friends. Click. That widget then appears on my Facebook profile. My friends see it, they like the content, they click on it, and that brings my friends back to your site. So again, sort of as an advertising channel per se, as a marketing channel, I think Facebook and MySpace are extremely powerful.
Well, Michael, this has been very interesting. Thank you so much for joining me on Marketing Voices.
Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been talking to Michael Chin, who's Senior VP of Marketing at KickApps. And for all my listeners, please check me out at www.marketingvoices.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.